It is always exciting for us. Wow, man, I am up. My mic is way up.
You're speaking very loudly.
Am I speaking loudly? Yes. Or is it just because I'm so excited?
It could be excited.
I'm excited because we have back with us Misfit, the very beautiful Carla Bernberg. She's back with us. And a lot of things have happened since our last encounter with Carla. First of all, we met her in person.
Yeah, that changed everything.
Yeah.
And she still decided to do the show.
She still decided to come back on the show. Yes.
It was surprising.
And
as opposed to the other people we met in person.
Well,
like Jennifer Nicole Lee, who has refused to see us.
We did not. No, she won't see us.
Exactly.
Right. She totally
were there in person.
Off. Totally blew us off. But anyway, Carla, pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to have you back on the show. And you have actually right now there's these workout packets.
Packlets.
Packlets.
That's a better thing.
Packlets. I like that.
Packlets we're going with.
Six complete workouts to go. And first of all, I love them. They're really, really good. They've got pictures. They're laminated, which I love. They're hard, so they don't rip or anything. And they give you just the skinny, the workouts, the boom, the pictures, and you're smiling and you're happy. And I love them. They're great. Very, very good. Very proud of you. Did a great job with these.
Oh, my gosh. And let's end the interview right here. Thank you so much for having me.
So we had an opportunity to actually meet you in person.
I know. It was funny. You know, people say to me all the time how weird it is to meet me in real life because they're used to seeing me static, like on Twitter or Facebook. It was the same thing with you two.
Yeah, right. We come to life. We didn't. The thing is, we were so
busy.
We're
almost three-dimensional.
We were so busy. We didn't really get a chance to break bread. We didn't get a chance to sit down, you know, put our shoes up, talk, and you know, it was kind of, you know, we were busy. We had things we had to do. We were there. We had purpose. You know, things are going on all around us. But we got next time. We have to get together and sit down and just talk.
I know. It was really fun time, but man, it was busy, busy, busy at the conference.
Yeah. And first of all, Baltimore, what a great place.
I know. I love it there.
Isn't that great? You can get on a taxi, on a boat, and go from like little harbors to little harbors?
You know, I looked outside of the hotel since we were inside the whole time and thought, I would be a runner if I lived in Baltimore. If I could just walk outside and run around the inner harbor and not living in Austin where it's great, but it's 8,000 degrees and really hilly, I think I would run if I lived in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. I went out each time in the morning, at night. I went out. The harbor was a fantastic place to go for a run. It's really kind of cool. The only thing is, it's that cement, boy. That cement will kill you.
You have to have good shoes.
You got to have good shoes. Yeah, you definitely, or pillows.
You should
put pillows
change
on your feet.
Shoes every month.
There's the invention, the pillow shoes.
Pillow shoes, absolutely. So now what's going, so first of all, you're now a full-fledged model.
I am. How hilarious.
Now, let me ask you this. Growing up, did you always say you were going to be a model? You wanted to be a model. Did that ever come into your equation growing up as a child?
Never. I wanted to be many things for a while. I thought I would be a clarinet soloist, perhaps with a symphony, or a writer like Harriet the Spy, but model never exited my mouth.
So how did this happen? What happened? And how did you become a model?
It has been fun, hilarious. They did a big search where you applied, but because Misfit, M-I-S-F-I-T, I had to go the different route, and I rallied my people whom I adore, and they voted for me, and I was the People's Choice winner. And Fila flew, I think there are six of us, up to New York City, and we did one of the most interesting experiences of my life I never thought I would have, a full-fledged photo shoot with like a big-time photographer. I'd never worn makeup, never had my hair straightened. I had no idea people with straight hair even straighten their hair. It was hilarious, and it was hilarious. Seriously. 42 years old, opened my eyes. I had no idea that world was out there.
Well, I'm going to go on Craigslist and find a modeling gig.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
right.
You recommend?
I do. I recommend it.
Go to Facebook.
Except for there's a lot of dancing involved. That shocked me. I had no clue on that one.
So you had a model and dance at the same time?
I did. And, you know, I used to be a big fan of America's Next Top Model. Have you seen that?
Yes. Well, I haven't really watched the show, but I know about it. I haven't watched a complete episode.
And I should have known. But they put on music, and they said, okay, move. And it was horrifying.
Really? They just say, like, do they have music on, or they just say move?
No, they put on music, but it's like them putting on music, and there's a big circle of people watching you and saying, okay, and dance.
And don't be self-conscious. Go.
No, at all. And it was hilarious. It was truly It was a growing experience. I danced like an awkward gazelle, and I kid you not, that's what it was. And I love my people because one woman commented, and I had to write a blog post from this. She said, but you're our awkward gazelle. And I thought that is exactly it because I cannot dance. I couldn't dance my way. I couldn't dance.
So she was doing the Elaine.
Yes, that's exactly what I said. Exactly. I had the thumbs going.
What about the overbite? Were there any overbiting? You know, when you do the overbite a little bit?
It was hilarious.
So now – it was fun. Now, did they film you actually dancing and then they posted that online or what?
Well, they did a little of that, but I think it's to get the movement. And I'm dancing a la like Electric Slide from all the bar and bat mitzvahs back
right.
in the day.
Right.
That's my dancing.
That's
so
your
take pictures as you dance, and it's supposed to get the fluidity and the movement. It's a great idea in theory.
Yeah.
You can dance.
So now, where can we find these pictures?
They may – some of them will be in magazines.
Okay.
I think like OK is one of them, and Shape and Fitness, and they have a Facebook page and their videos and everywhere.
So this is part of their ad campaign. This is part
exactly.
of Fila's ad campaign that will be out in magazines
yeah,
all over the
Bjorn
place.
Borg and now her.
Exactly. It'll be in their, you know, their website when you want to buy a tank top. It could perhaps be – me. And now that you know the backstory, even my loving husband had to admit when he looked at one of the pictures, oh, I can see that it's a little awkward dancey. Right? Even when it's frozen, you can tell. So it's good. Now you know the backstory. It may make you buy the tank top even more.
Wait, I want to know even more of the backstory. I want to know, first of all, that group of people that you're with, how was that experience? Were there any like prima donnas, people like, oh my God.
They're real women. They're not
They were,
models.
And that was the thing. They were all awesome. And it was really interesting because the people who did our makeup were true experts in that field too. So they kind of dished a little bit on the models. But the women were amazing.
Uh-huh. Now,
I know.
What was the craft service like? Because the food is
what about
really
the
important.
Swag? What about the swag? Do you have any goodies?
No. Oh, yes.
A lot
I
of
never
goodies?
I never have to buy workout gear again in my life. And they fed us great. And the hotel was beautiful.
Now, when
it
you're
really
when you're doing the modeling shoot, okay, how much of that prior to you doing the modeling shoot were you a nut about not eating anything? You know, prior, you know, getting as lean as possible,
getting model ready.
Was that did that factor into this at all? Are you like, nah, forget it. I'm just going to eat.
I'm a real woman.
I'm a real woman. I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat and whatever happens.
So what
happens.
If I gained 20 pounds before the shoot? Who cares?
They like their women's optic. Well, you know, I wouldn't have changed anything anyways, but, and I don't know if they structured it this way, but I liked it. They did the announcement of the other women, and then it happened about a week later.
It happened.
Oh, so you didn't have a lot of time.
No, even if you wanted to go crazy.
Oh,
right.
That's
smart.
Good. That's probably really
then you
good.
Wouldn't obsess about it. I would obsess.
Wow.
I do have to say, I think the tattoo threw them for a little loop.
What? So wait, what happened
Why?
With that?
You're a real woman.
Were they like, oh, did you hear any of that? Oh.
Well, exactly. And I walked, they gave me shorts, and I walked out of the shorts, and without missing a beat, it was, okay, she'll be in capris. Which I did.
You're
I mean,
kidding
it
me.
Made me laugh.
You're
no,
kidding
it
me.
Wow.
Did you just say, wait, it's only my one leg?
I know we could have done, yes, a one leg pre.
Right.
A pant pre. Shorts. They could have invented a whole
it could be a new
look. Like Flojo. Flojo used to have that look.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's right. You could have done something like that.
Was she Fila? Maybe she wasn't Fila. And that's
I don't know.
What messed them up.
I don't know what it was.
Oh,
but that could have happened.
That's a good idea.
That's good.
So, now you were talking about, first of all, I love that tip about people with straight hair even have to get their hair straighter.
I know. I had no idea. I don't know how I made it to
because you have very straight hair. You have,
I do.
So they made you do stuff.
I mean, it was at Fit Blog and conference where I said to people, oh, you know, I had no idea. I made the comment again, and everybody, all the straight hairs, said, oh, my gosh, I always flat iron my hair.
Oh, so this is common knowledge.
It is. I am, like, the only one
wow.
who was not – I have no idea how they didn't loom me into that.
You didn't get the memo.
Right?
No, but I'm pretty confident that if I purchased one, I would burn off all my own hair.
That's great.
Not end well.
So now your husband has a wife that's a model. What? How's that changed everything?
I love him. I love him.
Did he
I'm
go,
huge,
my God, you're so
I'm very
hot.
Famous. They don't meet my gaze in the house, and
that's
I get
right.
to do whatever I want.
Do you throw phones at him? They regular
I do
people like
Naomi
that.
Campbell.
Now, with your newfound fame, Carla, have you been able to meet your buddy yet, or what's going on with your buddy, Ellen? What's happened there? What's going on with this? And we want to know the update.
I know. I think the best part is yada, yada, yada. When my husband got his PhD, he said you need to enjoy the process of anything you do. And I've taken that to heart. And the whole process of carrying her around, my five-year-old is so into it. We bring her everywhere. And I almost don't care if I ever get on the show. It's so fun.
Right. You just like the whole process of it. I kind of feel the same way about Springsteen, because I'm thinking maybe when I'm like when he's like 85, I'll befriend him, you know, when he's not so popular. And I'm like, oh, that's be the perfect time. You know, he'll live down in Florida somewhere.
Maybe you guys will meet in Wrinkle Facebook for old people.
He'll be in Florida at Del Boca Vista.
That's right. So, wow. Now, tell us, first of all, I want to talk about the workouts, because I love this. I didn't know you were working on them. How many packets are there? Is this like going to be a whole series of them?
Right now I have two, and one, I love them, I've got to say, for the reasons that you said. Besides the fact that they're the workouts I do, I love the lamination. I love that they come, there's six circuits in your six-pack, and they come with a carabiner, because I know I would lose. I can't just carry cards. I would lose them in my purse.
Right.
And I name them, even though I'm not a huge consumer of the 100-calorie packs. We do have them in the house for my daughter's snacks, and I do love the nuts, the almonds, 100-calorie packs. But each workout burns about 100 calories in that set of cards. And then I have another one, which is, again, what I do in my office. And it's workouts for at work that you can do in your home office, at your work office, or around the house.
Now, was this shot? This looks like, first of all, it looks like you're up in a treehouse. I love it. I love this area where you're in. Is this in your house, or is this? It's a beautiful. Like it looks like you're up on a hill in a wooded area. It looks great. They're beautifully shot.
That is my home. You may come. We have a guest bedroom ready and waiting.
Oh, I love that, Lee. You hear that? Every time I want to go to Austin,
She invited you.
She thinks we're a team.
That's right.
That we'd be in one bedroom.
Well, maybe not one bedroom.
No, you do. Yeah, you're right. Want to get a little closer and then come visit.
So now, it's a great idea. And the thing that's also great about them is that the pictures, there's so many pictures that it really gives you the entire, the sequence of the pictures. You figure out exactly what you need to do. You don't need to, you're like, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to pull that off. But really well explained just by looking at them. Now, so you have two of them. How many are coming out? Is this going to be like you're going to have them? How many 100-calorie workouts are there going to be?
You know, I think that we're going to stop with the six and then do something different. I mean, perhaps something along the lines of travel in the airport.
Oh, I like
that. You can do at the gate. Just different, because this is really what my life is. And I know in the workout cards, both the at-home and the 100-calorie pack, it's exercises people know, but it's putting them together. And I found that's where I got stuck, is I know mountain climbers and I know burpees, but I just needed them all together in a circuit that I can do. I'll tend to do it, let's say, three different times throughout the day. Then I've gotten my workout in.
Nice.
Now, in the airport, the doctor and I like to do sprints through the security.
What are you talking about? We don't do any sprints.
Sprints, interval training.
I've never seen you do a sprint.
Yeah, remember that we were chasing that guy in the cart?
wait. I know.
And the pole walking. I love the pole walking. But
yes.
They always take my poles. What, when we were in the airport, they took some of your stuff.
Yeah, my deodorant.
No, they take your equipment. Didn't you bring like a screwdriver one year and they didn't like them?
Yeah, they did take something.
Or a wrench. He brings like hardware with him when he travels.
Did you bring Nordic poles, those walking poles?
Yeah, but mine are the ones like from the James Bond movies.
Yeah, they
can
they break down.
Gas and it can also shoot someone, so they didn't like that.
Yeah,
I don't know why they wouldn't like that.
Well, we came up with the concept, Carla, that, you know, it's one thing to have walking poles, but you need walking poles as a deterrent, you know, in case you're...
There's animals.
Animals and people.
And people.
You know? Nothing like a little mace can at the end of that thing, spray somebody.
It's like from the old Batman TV show.
Yeah, you need
a
weapon.
The Penguin had his little thing.
Right. Poisonous darts. Right. You need stuff that can, you know, defend people. So they're very popular over in some of the...
The NRA loves them. The NRA. We're getting endorsed by the NRA. We're spokespeople for their Nordic pole rifle.
Like, get smart.
Right. Exactly.
That's right. So when you're I guess what the fact I was alluding to is if you're in the airport, Are there any? Are there things that you can do there? Any good workout? Any? Are there any? Or I should say, are there any good airports that you need to go that have?
Some are huge.
That have good workout
facilities.
There are
some that have gyms, but I'm the one. I can't leave my gate, even if my plane. I think Pittsburgh might have a gym now in Vegas, but if my plane is delayed by an hour and a half, I'm Jewish upbringing, highly neurotic. I cannot leave my gate. So there are things that you can do: push-ups, dips, lunges. My daughter and I do it to tire her out before the flight.
Uh-huh. So you,
my poor child.
Now, how does she fly? Does she fly well, or does she fly
does she
with
fit
a lot
in the
of
overhead?
Crying?
Fit in the overhead?
Yeah, she's actually better. I will surrender the iPad.
Ah.
I know.
That's good. No, that works. Those things are good because that's the distraction. You need them. You need to have them doing stuff or else. Now, are you doing a lot more travel now, or is there a lot more gigs that you're doing from the exposure that you've gotten from the endorsements from Fila and the other stuff that you're doing?
There are. You know, I tend to really – I do practice what I preach. It's my family first, and she's starting kindergarten next year, so I may travel a little bit more. But, yeah, I'm family first and fit everything else in where I can.
Oh, you're a star. Look at that. Well, the website is always MisFitOnline.com. You're moving on to bigger and bigger and bigger things.
And do you think she'll remember us?
I think she will. Yeah. I think, you know what, Carla? I think there's going to be a TV show in the future for you. I see you on TV.
I think Ellen's going to be begging to be on your show.
I see you on a Discovery Channel. I see you on some sort of show, for sure.
Well, maybe Ellen has her own blog where she's carrying around a cardboard thing of me. That's my goal.
What about cooking? What about cooking? We're moving over into the cooking realm.
She's misfit.
I'm really good at that. Not at all.
You're not
his cook.
No, I'm Steam and Grill McGee. So that's a show I'm in.
Very good. Very good. Well, Carla, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Again, you need to, people can pick up the six-pack workouts at the website misfitonline.com.
Yep.
And
get a six-pack.
And what do these run for? How much do they cost?
Inexpensive. $12.
Cheap. Lee.
It is. They're a deal because I really want to get people fit. I'm not trying to rip you off. I want to get you a six-pack.
Yeah, and they're really well done. I have one right here, and they're fantastic. And I look forward to seeing more of these. They're really, really good. So, Carla, great job. Don't be a stranger. We got to get you back on the show again. It was great seeing you in Baltimore. We look forward to seeing you again in the near future.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
That is Carla Bernberg. Check her out on Ms. Fit Online. Get her new six complete workouts to go, the six-pack, MisFitOnline.com. Get that right there. And also go to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at DrFitnessandTheFatGuy.com. Check out our new book by Turner Publishing, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. We had more. We had more than 35, but we chopped them off.
And if you send us an email, we'll give you one or two.
We may even give you another 35. Lee, what do you think? You think we have 35 more ways to keep kids active?
Maybe five.
No. Well, we had more. We had 50, didn't we? Didn't we start out with 50?
We were shooting for 50.
How many of those sucked? We know that some of them were terrible.
Well, 35. You know, you can't expect all great ones.
Yeah, but go check us out. Also, go to Facebook. Become one of our friends. Go to Twitter at DrFitness6. Yep, I know, 6. There's 6 of 5 other Dr. Fitnesses and only one fat guy. So go to @fatguy.com as well.